welcome to the award-winning Gail Scott Keys Entertainment Now. 5 years and counting, a show that highlights the great talent from the past to the present, as well as featuring new talent you'll hear more about in the future. And now, here's radio and TV broadcaster and your host, Gail Scott Key.
The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Gail Scott Key, host of Gail Scott Key's Entertainment Now on the brand new Tap the Mic Radio Network. And I am so happy that you have taken the time to join me. I have got an amazing show for you in just a little bit. I'm going to be talking to a wonderful guest who is an online host and entrepreneur, and his name is Craig Noah MacArthur. He is off of Facebook, and I believe he is streaming this live right now, so I can't wait to talk with him in just a few. I also wanted to bring to you and take this time, and I hope you don't mind, on my Facebook page, I have posted a very important GoFundMe page for a dear friend of mine. She's not just a friend. She's a sister in Christ to me. And her name remains anonymous because the story goes like this, folks. Her name is anonymous, but what is causing this will not be anonymous, which is cancer. She has been battling cancer for quite some time. And pretty much we were looking at the horizon, looking really, really good. But unfortunately, it was late last year that we found out that the cancer has spread into her bones in her fight. The time is limited. And she has three young, beautiful daughters that we are also trying to rally around through this difficult time. So I am asking you to, as a Facebook friend of mine, to please hop onto my site. And if this is something that you don't feel comfortable about doing anything monetary, no problem. Then what you can do, let's be like cancer, but in a different way. Spread the word, share the knowledge, and let's talk about proactiveness, because men can also get breast cancer too. I bet you didn't know that, but it's the truth. How do I know? Well, because I also did a segment on news, and that's where my jaw is dropping, I'm sure, just like I made yours. Yes, men can get breast cancer just like women. So we actively and combined need to stomp this out. I swear, if cancer had a face, please don't make me go there. Anyway, anything that you can do is very much appreciated. But as I said, if you feel uncomfortable donating, don't worry about it. Just spread the news of the page, and others who want to get involved can. But you doing that act of sharing means a lot to me, it means a lot to her, and it means a lot to her three daughters. So I thank you on behalf of them and myself very, very much. Back to the show on a positive note. For those of you who are brand new and tuning in, I do thank you so much and welcome you to the show, and also want to personally invite you to become a brand new Gail Scott Key Entertainment Now Facebook friend. It's very easy. Click away, share with your friends, as you will be in the know of all the guests that I have coming up on the show, which I'm really excited about. Next week, we're going to be talking to the world-famous percussionist Oliver C. Brown, who was also the original member of the award-winning KC and the Sunshine Band. Eventually, Brown became the third member of the amazing singing group Gravity 180, and that consists of Clydene Jackson. Oh, her voice is powerful. And Harold Payne. Now, dig this. Brown will also be joined by the award-winning director whose 2012 documentary of the group landed him a huge award in Morocco, and that is Len Rosen. He gathered great notoriety on that documentary, so please, I am really, really excited and hope you'll tune in for that. And also, please check us out on your brand new Tap the Mic Radio online network by hopping online to www.radioking.com/radio/Tap the Mic Radio Network. Did that go too fast for you? I'm sorry. No worries. Just visit us on Facebook, become a friend of ours, and all the information is there. Folks, it is now that time where I am really excited. I had the honor of not only being a guest on this gentleman's show, he is a godsend, and I say that with all the respect and sincerity that a host could ever say to another host. He is he's a life coach, a business coach, a consultant, and a motivational speaker.
Okay, no surprise there when you finally hear him. And you probably have checked out his show, The Call, which he features every morning on Facebook. I had the opportunity and pleasure of being a guest of his on his podcast and version of that show. And I love it. I love it. I love it because he also has Noah, which is very biblical, but it stands for Nothing Ordinary About Him. And let me just tell you, there is nothing ordinary about my guest who is joining me right now. And that is Noah C. MacArthur. And he is joining me right now on the line. Noah, are you there? Matter of fact, it would be nice if I put on your mic. I'm doing well. Just a little technically challenged here. How are you, my friend?
I understand. I do understand. Good evening. Thank you.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I owe you the thanks, and this is why. Because, folks, I'm getting decked out in some Noah, nothing ordinary about her clothing. I'm talking beautiful caps. Beautiful, nice shirts that I got from Mr. Noah C. MacArthur, who was so kind. And Noah, I said I was going to save this when we got on. I opened up the box, first of all. I come home. I see this big FedEx box on the table, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, this must be the box. He is such a sweetheart because when I was on his show, The Call, last week, he said, Gail, give me your address. I'm going to send you something. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, you know, you don't have to send me anything. It's always a pleasure being part of a show. No. This is on me. I want you to wear this. I want you to check it out. A couple of hats and stuff on the show. And as I'm going and pulling out all the different piles and the beautiful variety of pink, white, blue, black tees that are so gorgeous. I can't wait. And then I have the hats, of course, that I talked about that are very cool, ladies. You're going to be jealous, but that's all right. I start pulling out white. I thought it was another shirt. And as it unfurled in my hands, it was an apron. And my husband let out a laugh. Like you wouldn't believe, because let me just make it clear, Noah. I do shoe shopping. He does the cooking. So I'm going to have to put out nothing ordinary about him. But I thank you so much. It felt like Christmas. That was so sweet of you. Oh my goodness. You are the best. You were the best.
Well, thank you.
So, oh my goodness. Yeah. You know something, besides being the best and being a life coach and business coach and consultant, you also, and this is very important because we are going to team up with him on this. He specializes in nonprofit businesses. And one of them that I do want to talk about at this top is called the 7,000 Purses. And Noah, if you would be so kind to just tell the listeners what that is about.
Sure, I'll be glad to. And thank you so very much, Gail. Thank you kindly for the warm introduction. Thank you for your embrace. Thank you for the influence that you've had on media and your spirit that flourishes throughout the tens of thousands that listen and watch you week in and week out.
When we talk about the
7,000 point purse challenge, when I reached out to you, I was really amazed because as I've watched, I listened, I knew you had a story. I was just not aware of the depth of the story that you shared. And the whole point and purpose of the 7,000 purse challenge is to help women in transition. Women that are survivors of domestic abuse and domestic violence. And the 7,000 Purse Challenge, we are, and we have launched back in late November, December of last year. We've already collected about 1,000 purses. The purse represents support. Within the purse, we're going to stuff those purses with essentials for ladies. Those ladies will be able to utilize those essentials as they transition. We are looking at several transitional homes, battered women shelters, and we want to encourage 7,000 women to know that they are survivors. My company, Noah Presents, my brand has a masculine and feminine side. As a matter of fact, the name Noah is ecumenical. So it means it could be a male or female. As a matter of fact, in the Bible, in the book of Ezra, the king had no son, so he named his daughter Noah. Well, the feminine side of the brand is nothing ordinary about her. And I want to share this with you. The shirt, the cap, the apron, it's not so much the gift, but it's the message. There's nothing ordinary about you. It's something extraordinary in you that not only kept you surviving, but it's now helping you help others to survive. Mm-hmm. And in your husband, the same. That same extraordinary strength, that extraordinary gift that he has supports you. So it's nothing ordinary about him. It's nothing ordinary about her. And that's what we're doing with women that are in transition. We want them to know it's nothing ordinary about them, and we want to bless 7,000 women. So we ask others to join in with us.
Well, I will definitely be joining in with you, and I am sending that out to the listeners, and I will be posting up on our Facebook. And you, my dear, there is nothing ordinary about you. And let me just, you know, send the accolades your way, because meeting you has been not only a wonderful, wonderful experience for me personally as I get to know you, but you really, I love what you do. I love the style of how, and it makes sense why you would be a life coach. I mean, I'm sure you folks can hear him. Matter of fact, one of my colleagues listened to one of your shows, and he's like, he has such a soothing voice, and he's so inviting. And I said, more than that, he is real. He is the real thing. I'm just so touched by you. And I know you've been in this business, Noah, for over 25 years, speaking and reaching out to people. Today marks a significant day, which is Martin Luther King Day. And the thoughts that you have and the things that you're sharing about, because let's face it, you know, we don't want to get into politics, but we all watched, and the transition is about to happen. And right now the talk needs to be about unity. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree. And it's a blessing you bring that up. Several months ago, when the nation experienced what was happening to men across this country of color, where they were being unleashed a level of unfair injustice. Well, when the incident happened in Dallas, Texas, where I reside, where the officers were shot and killed, that was just a pulling of the scab of a scar that was deep. I immediately launched a campaign, and it's called Back to Community. And my whole preface is, if the communities are going to make a difference, because community, by definition, is common unity. When a community shares something in common, or a commune with unity, we understand there's something we share in common. It's not totally, and I say this, it's not totally racism. It's a level of broken trust. When trust is broken in relationships, communities are in fracture. They're fractured. And when they're fractured, that trust factor is flayed. So what we have to do, and what I did then, and even what I promote now, is communities coming back together. The communities of blue, meaning the badge, whether you're police officer, peace officer, sheriff, you name it. The community of the court system, the judges, lawyers, DAs, assistant DAs, you name it, the bench in general, they have to, that community has to come together. The community of education, whether we're talking about grade school, preschool, middle school, high school, post-grad alike, that community of education has to come together. Then the community of faith, across the board, from where, whether he's a priest or a pastor, you name it, we have to come together. Then we have the communities of medicine. It's going to take an entire community for us to bring ourselves together and make this thing make a difference. Because a difference can be made, but we have to be determined to make the difference that it can be made for the benefit of all that dwell in communities. So, yes, unity is important. And that's the only way we can get back to unity.
Well, we hope that unity will stay right here, as unfortunately we have to go to a quick break, but we will be back with more extraordinary talk with my guest, life coach, business coach, consultant, Noah C. MacArthur, in just a few.
Who's talking to you?
The voices inside my head.
You're listening to Tap the Mic Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man.
No. Sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Tap, the Mike Radio Network. We're on.
Hi. This is Michel Zanoboli, pianist, multi-instrumentalist. You can hear my music along with other great artists during the smooth jazz shows every weekend from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Tap the Mic Radio. Tap the Mic Radio Network. We are on.
Tap the Mic
Radio Network. We're on.
Welcome back. I am your host, Gail Scott Key of Gail Scott Key's Entertainment Now on the brand new Tap the Mic Radio Network, which you can tune into every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with an encore presentation on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. And I am talking with a wonderful, wonderful host. I don't know if you've ever heard his show, The Call. It is right here. You can actually have it on Facebook. It's live streaming. And his messages are powerful. And I'm talking about Noah C. MacArthur, who is a life coach, business coach, and host of The Call, and also the product for Noah, which is Nothing Ordinary About Him. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm sure you just heard before the break. Did that sound ordinary to you? No, that was extraordinary. And that's from the heart. We were just having some wonderful, wonderful discussions about how we need to stay united. And Noah, you seem to have a grip on this. And of course, as I said, being in this business for so long, it's got to be a pleasure, especially where you are out there and talking about motivating individuals of all ages, ethnic background, professional accomplishments. How does one person reach all of that diverseness?
You know, I believe one of the greatest strengths I've had is my family. I'm one of 14 children. I'm closer to the bottom of the pile, and I have three younger siblings. But growing up, one of my idols was Dr. Martin Luther King. I was one of the babies. I was born just at the end of the 60s as we were coming into the 70s. And he was my idol. My grandfather, I'm named after my maternal grandfather, who was Noah. And he was a deacon at the church. He was also a preacher. But he and Dr. King had a lot of values that were similar. And that's what really keeps me. But I'll tell you something about my story. What's amazing, up until I was about six, seven, eight years old, I couldn't talk.
Wow.
I had a serious speech impediment. I had what they call a cleft tongue. I was tied tongue. And I stuttered really bad, really bad. And I'm from South Louisiana. So with all of that working against me, it was quite challenging. But through it all, my family, my parents, were my greatest supporters. And it's become a blessing. And that's where my blessings came from.
That's amazing. I remember when we were talking about this, when I was honored to be on your show and you were sharing that with me. And it's so encouraging, especially for young kids, because we're talking about the age of bullying and such. And, you know, that's why I applaud you, because like Dr. Martin Luther King, there was a lot of, things that you had to go up against, and no one would know. Because, of course, you know, you do the call, you do so many extraordinary things. So I'm sure when you share that story about yourself, Noah, people must be like, what? He's amazing.
Yeah. They
I would have never known.
They find it quite amazing. And I honestly thank God. My siblings to this day, we know it's a God. With the depth of humanity and the craziness that you're experiencing, we can't discount the credence that God gives us. And the moment we embrace His power and His might, the moment we'll be headed back to a unified understanding.
I am so amazed by your stories in so many ways, and I want to continue them as usual. Time it gets so short. We're going to have to hop over to a quick, but please don't go anywhere because I have an extraordinary time, and we are joined by life coach, business coaching consultant, and owner of Noah. Noah C. MacArthur is going to be joining us right after this break, so please don't go anywhere.
Tap the Mike Radio Network. We're on.
Come join David Ellen Kogut and Lexi Brandt Carrington on His Side, Her Side every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific, and Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern and 4:30 p.m. Pacific on Tap the Mic Radio Network. His Side, Her Side is a male-female point of view on entertainment, business, fashion, family, and everything in between. So join us every Wednesday and Sunday on Tap the Mic Radio Network. Tap the Mic. We're on.
Why internet radio? Forbes magazine says it's the biggest advertising opportunity of the future. Tap the Mic Radio knows just that. Hi, I'm Dorian Jay, Programming and Creative Services Director at Tap the Mic Radio. We're looking for sales and marketing professionals to work as account executives. You may be out of work, or you may be in a job where you're quite happy. Either way, this is a unique opportunity to join a team of professionals dedicated to developing and executing advertising campaigns for businesses throughout the United States. Internet radio has the potential to be the most ubiquitous form of media ever, more commanding of your attention than film, television, or books. This is because listening to music or talk can be enjoyed while doing other activities. Now, these jobs are not quite for everybody. It takes a special person to identify and call on new businesses, put together successful marketing programs, and service advertiser accounts. You'll probably have to have sales and marketing experience either inside or outside of media. Send your resume and questions to tapthemicradio@gmail.com. That's tapthemicradio@gmail.com.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Welcome back to Gail Scott Key's Entertainment Now on Tap the Mic Radio Network, and we are having an extraordinary conversation with my dear friend, life coach, business coach, consultant, motivational speaker, who is an author and entrepreneur, Noah C. MacArthur. And before the break, Noah, you had shared some extraordinary things that you had to overcome and have overcome that have hurled you into being the most influential and aspiring wonderful people that I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. And I say that with all sincerity. And we have been talking about also something that I am asking. I am going to be teaming up with Noah on because it is so important for me. Women, definitely. All you ladies who are out there and you're looking at your handbag saying, I only had it once. Good. Let's move it on, because you know what? Paying it forward is the best way to do that, because we are teaming up with you on a very big movement on the 7,000 purses. And just if you can, Noah, some sites and links that we can direct the listeners to go to also, so they can also participate in a huge movement. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you want to participate, you can go out to runwomensconference.org. And when you log on to the site, scroll down, and it literally will give you the information as to how to donate. And you can either have the bag shipped. We'll even pay for it. You know, we will arrange for them to be picked up. We'll make sure that the bag or bags that you have to donate are in the right hands of those who need them.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. I just want to also share with you real quick, as we are, this is the day of Martin Luther King. As I said in the beginning, and everybody knows, something I didn't tell you, not only did I have a chance to interview his daughter, the late now Yolanda King, but I also met his sister-in-law, Naomi King, at our Boston Church event in Boston. And you know what just made this day complete? This day was complete, and this show was complete by interviewing an extraordinary man who I feel is in the same rank, and that is you, Mr. Nick Arthur, because you are such an inspiration. I love your shows, and we may be coming back with a little bit of something, something for you guys, but we have to wait. We have to put none on low pro, right? Noah, we can't. See, you gotta like reach through that microphone and grab my mouth and go, shh, shh, I'll be patient. But okay, I'm sure it'll be good news.
Yes. And there's a ton of wonderful things that are working and happening, and we'll be sharing them with you. I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you. I thank you for this opportunity, but I appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate the influence you have, but I appreciate the strength that you've shown. I really do.
Thank you so much. I am honored, and I am equally very much excited about some new things that we do look to share. And I am honored to have you on my show. You are a blessing. You will be coming back one way or another. You will be coming back. And I want you guys who are tuning in to please make sure you check him out on Facebook, Noah C. MacArthur, and you'll see Noah. Nothing ordinary about him. And as I said, and as you've heard, there is absolutely nothing ordinary about him. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Again, Noah, you are such a great, great inspiration to us. And I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I don't want you to miss. Thank you. And for all of you tuning in, please don't miss it on the next Gale Scott Keys Entertainment Now, world famous percussionist Oliver C. Brown, who also was the original member of the award-winning KC and the Sunshine Band. He's going to be right here. And eventually, get this. Yeah, Brown became, did you know this, the third member of the amazing singing group Gravity 180. I have the post up. I have the link up. No, you have to hear this music. Because let me tell you, Clydeen Jackson and Harold Payne on top of Oliver C. Brown. Oh, my goodness. This trio, the music is fabulous. But he's not coming alone, folks. He's not coming alone because Brown also is joined by the award-winning director whose 2012 documentary of the group gave Len Rosen great notoriety. And he won an award in Morocco. So, yeah, wait till you hear how he filmed this documentary. It will blow your mind. He is worth every little part of that award that fills into a big statue. Oh, it's amazing. The story is incredible. So for all of you, I hope that you have a wonderful, enjoying the rest of the day. Noah, as always, it is a pleasure. You can check him out on Facebook, and please tune in to The Call, which he has every morning. You'll get the time there. And for myself, I will be talking to you again next week.
You've been listening to Gale Scott Keys Entertainment Now. Tune in to Entertainment Now Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and Saturdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Tap the Mic Radio Network. You can also hear the show on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. Visit and like us on Facebook and tweet Gale at Diva4YOY. That's D-I-V-A, the number 4, Y-O-Y. I'm Dorian J. This has been a TTMRN and DJVO production.